And we're on the line with Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul this morning. Good morning to you, Lieutenant Governor.
Good morning.
Lieutenant Governor, if you could maybe just give us some perspective. Sometimes I wonder if maybe, you know, you're so deep inside the weeds of this each and every day with this pandemic that you lose timing maybe a little bit and lose sense of what day it is. But if you could think back perhaps maybe 4 weeks ago and look what the models were saying at that time, could you have imagined at that time that on May 19th we would be talking about a phase one reopening of Western New York?
Actually, I would not have thought of that because the numbers were trending upward in such a quick fashion, and we had no idea when they would plateau, when they would stop going upward, when they might start heading downward. And it is fascinating to see that this region, because people have listened to us, that we were able to literally stop this virus in its tracks, stop it from spreading in a way that would be literally uncontrollable for us. And we are concerned about overflooding our hospitals and the medical staff that are already working so hard. But what we saw happen in New York really was on a trajectory to start a tsunami waving all the way over upstate New York and crashing here in Western New York. And that was a dire fear that we had. That's why we were trying to amass as many ventilators as we could and try to accumulate materials, be ready for this. And it was simply the actions of this community and upstate New York that saw what happened in New York City and said, no, not us. That was an early warning system. We now are prepared. We are socially distancing. People sacrificed tremendously. And I am really pleased that because of the community's efforts and people listening to their government, which you never can count on always, but they trusted us. We trusted them to do the right thing. And now today we're so excited to announce that the first phase of reopening is beginning.
Yeah, most certainly is exciting. And I'm sure you're hearing that from constituents and business leaders and other community officials as well. That being stated, it seems still tenuous moving forward. What are your concerns?
The main concern I have is that people will see the words reopening today and think that means going back to normal behavior from early March or February. I mean, that is going to be a recipe for disaster because the reason we got where we were was that we, in a sense, outsmarted the virus thus far. We stopped hugging. We stopped being out together in groups. We stopped gathering. We stopped going to work. We shut down business. People wore face masks. They washed their hands, disinfected surfaces, and we're able to keep it at bay right now. But that could all reopen in a way that people are going to be contracting it. The rate of transmission could skyrocket if people start saying, well, we're back to normal. This is not normal yet. This is a closely monitored situation that people can follow along. Go to forward.ny.gov. Go to the region-by-region status, the regional dashboard, which I watch like a hawk, and you'll see whether the metrics change. If the hospitalization rate starts to go up, new hospitalizations, our bed capacity declines because more people are in the hospitals, we will have to suspend the steps to get to phase two and then three and four. But right now we're on a good path. If people keep doing what they're supposed to be doing, we'll be able to watch these numbers, find out early if there's outbreaks or spikes in certain areas, deploy resources that we need right there, namely enhanced testing, as well as the contact tracers who'll be literally talking to everybody that that person who tested positive came in contact with, asking them to quarantine for a couple of weeks to protect the rest of the community. That's the way we can contain this, but it really requires the cooperation, the continued cooperation of everybody in Western New York. So it's the numbers that are going to determine whether or not we get to a larger phase of reopening, which is more, you know, retail overall, which is going to get us to the personal services like hair salons and barbershops and so many of the services that people have missed. But it's all going to be determined by the numbers and the numbers alone.
And then that brings me somewhat to the final question. You've somewhat stolen the answer here, but just to maybe get a sense of it, what is a reasonable timetable to move into that phase two and then beyond?
The reason the two time period was designated is that how long it takes for the virus to take hold. If you contract it today, within the next 2 weeks, you will know whether or not you're going to be able to handle the symptoms, whether or not you're going to end up being hospitalized, whether it spreads to anybody else. So if you come in contact with someone else, 2 weeks pass, there's no symptoms, no sign, you're probably okay. So that's why the doctors and the CDC have recommended. This is their guide. These are their guidelines. I mean, this is not something that we dreamed up in Albany. This is something that comes directly from the medical experts who understand how you control a pandemic. We took their advice, And because of that, and people following that, we realized that a two-week period is necessary to get to the next phase. But I don't have any reason to think we won't get there, assuming everybody hears this warning that this is a very positive development today. I'd rather be saying we're beginning phase one than not, so this is good. But it also can, we could be stalled in phase one for a longer period of time if indeed people start changing their behavior in a way that is detrimental and these numbers start going upwards again.
Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul, as always, appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me on.